tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ira Melman reporting. The U.S. Vice President highlights the country's latest stance on North Korea. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has once again pledged the Trump administration's commitment to defending its allies in Asia from North Korea and any other threats. Speaking to U.S. and Japanese troops on board the USS Ronald Reagan aircraft carrier Wednesday, Pence called North Korea the most urgent and dangerous threat to the peace and security of the Asia-Pacific region. He said that under President Donald Trump, the U.S. will stand up to its enemies with its allies.
Those who would challenge our resolve or our readiness should know. We will defeat any attack and meet any use of conventional or nuclear weapons with an overwhelming and effective American response.
Pence also said the U.S. would protect freedom of navigation in the South China Sea, the sea lanes vital to global shipping where China has been staking claim to disputed territory. The American vice president is on a 10-day trip to Asia that has been dominated by the North Korea issue. The vice president made a pitch for President Trump's economic policies in Japan, telling U.S. and Japanese business leaders that a tax overhaul and cut in regulations would help businesses on both sides of the Pacific. Pence was speaking in Tokyo to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce in Japan. He says the Trump administration's plans to simplify the U.S. tax code and cut the corporate tax rate will benefit every business represented here today. He also said the era of overregulation is over, and Trump aims to bring in a new era of jobs and growth. This is VOA News. President Trump.